But when he died, I was just like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? It kind of took me by. I mean, even though we was going through our drama, I would never wish death on nobody, you know what I'm saying? Because ain't no coming back from that.
Death Row had put that energy out that Big wasn't welcome on the West Coast. And he knew that.
Just because that man had a beef with me, or I had a beef with him, that don't mean you can't like me.
But he had to go to L.A. because if he doesn't, his album would have flopped.
That's why I'm out here, you know what I'm saying? We hit every club, every radio station, you know? We get our little eye screws and everything, but I just tell him straight up, yo, you know you love me.
I remember listening to the interview when Biggie actually came to L.A.
World famous wake up show, you know, we balling out here in Cali, you know, East Coast Dawn in the house.
And they asked him the question about, you know, Pac died, how do you feel about it?
It definitely was a loss, you know what I'm saying? A great loss, I feel for his family, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I can't be the one to sit there and really just stress over somebody else, you know what I'm saying? At that time, I was going through my own problems, you know what I'm saying?
When Biggie said that, the phones didn't stop ringing. People was threatening him. Like, man, why did you disrespect Pac like this?
I spit phrases that'll thrill you. You're nobody till somebody kills you.